It was 3 decades ago when Western New York had a feeling of excitement as the city of Buffalo made its pitch for a Major League Baseball expansion franchise. That didn't happen, of course, but Mike Puchkowski, president of Rich Baseball Operations, couldn't help but look back to the couple who had that dream.
I think about, at this point, I think about Bob and Mindy Rich, who, you know, who have put their heart and soul into Bison Baseball, and whether that was to try to attract a major league team back in the day or to have the best possible AAA ballpark and keep the Bisons a great part of our community and what it is today.
Now, Buffalo is getting a major league team, though in a temporary role. The Toronto Blue Jays will be playing most of their home dates at Salem Field. They're not allowed by the Canadian federal government to play in Canada amid COVID fears, and they were unable to secure a deal at another major league park. Puchkowski says the needs to be addressed at Salem Field include enhanced lighting and some other accommodations.
You know, I think through this process, one of the unfortunate things has been that, you know, a lot of reporting about Salem Field outside of Buffalo has been reported that this is not a major league, this is not a major league baseball facility. It is not a major league baseball facility. It is a great AAA baseball facility. There's not a minor league baseball facility in the country that meets major league standards.
The Blue Jays' first scheduled home game is next Wednesday, though Salem Field is not expected to be ready just yet. Puchkowski says it should be known in the next couple of days when the Jays will begin playing home dates in Buffalo. Through Buffalo's minor league affiliation with Toronto, several of their players are former Bisons. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.